With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are listening to Manga Sensei.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Manga Sensei podcast. If you want to support this podcast, please make sure to listen through the ads. I know they're a pain in the butt. And if you'd like to support us even farther, please check out our Patreon as well as our website, where we have tons of free information for you. As we continue to get more patrons and more people following this podcast and listening to the ads, or to help us turn the ads off by getting more people on Patreon, honestly, then we can actually do much more and hopefully bring back the comic. That being said, let's talk about something kind of fun. So today we're going to be talking about Ni. In fact, we're going to be talking about Ni in a new way. We've talked about Ni previously, how it can be an arrow pointing to something that, you know, it's where you're going, it's what you're doing. Today, we're going to be talking about when not to use Ni. One thing I find very powerful or useful in learning a language is when not to do something. If you learn when not to use something, it pushes your brain to learn when you can use something else, and it gives you rules in your head that you can directly follow. So we're going to use a number of examples today of times where Ni, talking about like times, for example, when it's not necessary that you use Ni. So a couple of these are days. So if I want to say, let's say tomorrow, asta, or yesterday, kino, or kyo, today, I don't need to use ni for that. I don't need to say kyo ni. I can say kyo, or I can say kino. So if I want to say today, I study Japanese, kyo, nihongo o benkyou shimasu. I don't say kyo ni, nihongo o benkyou shimasu. I can just say kyo. I can omit the ni there because, one, it's implied. These don't take ni because they're unique. They are indicating the time and they're kind of fun. Now, if I want to say something like getsuyobi, Monday, or Thursday, mokuyobi, I would need ni. Okay, so if I want to say getsuyobi, yakusoku ga arimasu. Getsuyobi would be Monday. Yakusoku, getsuyobi ni, I could say. Sorry, I wanted to make sure that's clear there. Boku wa getsuyobi ni yakusoku ga arimasu. I have an appointment on getsuyobi, or mokuyobi, I have a party. Boku wa mokuyobi ni party ga arimasu yo. Kite kudasai. Please come to my party that I have on Thursday. That's going on Thursday. Now, here's a couple others. Now, if I wanted to use, like, years, if I wanted to say nainen or kyounen, I would not need ni because this is a very specific time period and I don't need to refer to it. So, for example, next year, 2021, will be awesome. 来年がとても素晴らしいらしい. Or, tell me what you らしい。しと願っています. I just hope it is. Most things are better than 2020, right, guys? So we have 来年. I don't need to say 来年に. Okay, just 来年. Now, this, going back to days, there are some days beyond just 明日. Kyo and ototoi. There's, of course, asatte, which is the day after tomorrow, and there's ototoi, which is the day before yesterday. Now, so whether it's ototoi, kino, kyo, asta, or asatte, any of those 5 days do not need ni. They're implied, and they don't match with it. So if I want to say something along the lines of, the day before yesterday, I read a really good book. Ototoi, kekko subarashii hon no yomimashita yo. I don't need to use ni. I usually just put it at the beginning of the sentence. Now, there's a couple of other ones. Things such as like, Christmas doesn't need ni. Let's see here. For example, so actually, you could take ni for Christmas because it's non-native. However, a specific time period like kyo would not. That's right. However, there are times where it's optional. So if I want to do such as natsu, the summer, or huyu, the winter, I don't need ni. I could use if I want to. It's not incorrect. These are often times where it's implied. So, この夏に、this summer, よく hiking に行くんだよ。I'm going to do a lot of hiking. Or I'm going to do a lot of kayaking. Or a lot of, swimming, well, you and I, ne? They don't say swimming, it'd be like, oyogi or something like that. But, you don't need, for like, 夏 or even toki sometimes doesn't need ni. It stresses it, in fact, when it does though. So if I want to like, this summer, like this is the summer I do something, この夏に! I'm going, this summer, 日本に行きます! I'm going to go to Japan. It's awesome, ni. However, if I want to point to a particular time, like 3月の4日に, the 4th of March, or like 1時35分, you know, 1:35. It's, I start remembering what I say after I say it, and I'm always worried I'm like repeating myself. If I want to use any of those, I would use ni for that time period. So hopefully that's helpful for you, and you can stop using something a little bit better. Thanks so much, and I'll get you tomorrow.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.